Ashrecha Yisrael. How praiseworthy Klal Yisrael is. That there is almost not a single individual who's listening to the shiur who's not already begun to think about how they're going to be ready and prepared for Pesach. But there's a challenge in front of us. As we prepare for Pesach, to simplify, there are going to be two different types of people that are going to go into the holiday. Some are going to come in fatigued, worn out, for hachana l'mitzvah, preparing for the Yom Tov of Pesach. And then there are some who are going to come in exhilarated. They might be a little bit tired, or very tired. And it's your responsibility, the men who are watching, to help out at home and to help make the avira, the environment of Hachana LePesach, one of Kedusha. But how we're going to go into the Yom Tov of Pesach, whether exhausted or exhilarated, is going to depend on how we go into the Yom Tov of Nisan. I want to share with you a beautiful Sfas Emes about Parshas Para, which relates not only to the reading of Parshas Para, but to the essence of what the Avoda of Hachana LePesach is all about. Tav Resh Mem Vav. Chazal Hikdimu Para LeChodesh. Chazal said that Para comes prior to Parshas HaChodesh. Ki b'chodesh Nisan mis'orer b'chira chadosha b'chol shana, sh'akadosh baruch hu bocher ba'amo Yisrael. The Rebbe Zechusa Yagen Aleinu emphasizes that when it comes to the Yom Tov of Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu every year chooses again. Asher bochar banu mikol ha'amim chooses again Klal Yisrael. U'mitchila b'yitzias Mitzrayim HaKadosh alazeh lachem. First comes Parshas HaKadosh. Va'achar kach, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses us, afterwards, sh'nisken achet niskarvu gam kein elav. B'chodesh Nisan, k'mo shekosov, b'yom hashmini. The Rebbe makes an amazing diuk in the order of the psukim. First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu meets Moshe Rabbeinu and commands him, this month is going to be the month of Pesach. Afterwards, the pasuk says, in Vayikra Tes, Vayihi b'yom hashmini kora Moshe la'aron u'levonov u'lezikne Yisrael, Vayikravu kola eda. HaKadosh Baruch Hu first chooses us, and then we come close. Ubeiz habechinos elu bechira ukreva heim tamid l'bnei Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reaches out to us, and vayikruvu b'nei Yisrael. Then b'nei Yisrael comes close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is what we're going to say in the Yom Tov's prayer. Va'al zeh oimrim ato v'chartanu v'keiraftanu malkeinu l'avodah secha. So that's going to be the order. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to call out, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, that is when we begin the preparations of Pesach from Rosh Chodesh. And then we have a responsibility the first week, after the first week of Nisan, Vayikrevu, Ato v'chartanu, and then v'keiraftanu, then to come close. However, the Rebbe adds, there's a step before in preparation. Va'ata, and now, we can't even reach the place of Bechira that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would choose us. Rak b'hakdamas b'chinas krev al yedei tshuva. The Rebbe adds there's three steps. There's Kirva, there's Bechira, and then there's Kirva again. The first step is Parshas Para, which precedes Parshas HaChodesh, because the first step is the process of Tahara. We have to make the first step, and Para Aduma, Parshas Para, precedes Parshas HaChodesh, because that's what we have to do. The first step is approaching HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a shtickle mer Tahara, with a little bit more purity. The Rebbe the next year in Tafresh Mem Zayin said, "Ubayomim elu shekol bnei Yisrael tiru atzmam kodam havas karban Pesach." Prior to the bringing of karban Pesach is tahara. Misugolim hayomim beatzmam. These days are unique. Limtso ruach tahara. To find purity. Rabosai, how are we going to approach the cleaning of the chametz? The chametz, of course, the chinuch writes, represents the yetzer hara. It represents the evil inclination that tries to pull us down. But at the end of the day, if we don't contextualize, and that's the important word over here, are we going to really contextualize what we are doing when we're removing the chametz? The chametz is our pursuit of the negative components that are inside of us. Kas, gaiva, redifas hataivos. And every Jew goes through that process. But the Rebbe says, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses us to go through that process, we have to ask ourselves, have we made a little bit of a commitment to tahara? Is there an aspiration for purity inside of ourselves and an action towards tahara? Everybody's going to work so hard to enter the Yom Tov of Pesach. Everybody in the bones of their pintle yid understands, and that pure Jew that's inside of us, that there is a world of matzah and there is a world of chametz. But if we put in the necessary step, habol etayr, as the Mishnah in Yuma concludes, someone who comes for tahara, misayin yosah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps him, but we have to make that first step. And when I say that contextualizes what we're going to do, I want to bring that out with a story of freedom. Everybody knows the giant, Natan Sharansky, who represents the pursuit of freedom in the face of tyranny, the pursuit of spirituality. There's a fantastic story that I've mentioned previously, where when Sharansky was finally freed, the KGB had him walk a few yards from the tyranny of Russian communism, atheism, the antithesis of spirituality, to the world of the West, which represents the world of freedom to serve God with the challenge of hedonism that it also champions. And Sharansky refused. He said, "I'm not going until I get back that Tehillim that you've given me." And he stood there, and the KGB had to run back to their awful prisons to pull out the confiscated Tehillim that Sharansky had. He had it with him most of his time. And he wasn't going to leave until freedom represented Shir la malois esa enai elohorimi ayin yovi ezri. Tehillim that says, Mo'ahavti sarasecha kol hayom hisicha, see how I love your Torah. Freedom to be an eved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, where did that strength come from? Where did this decision of matzah over chametz, true freedom, ein lecha ben chorin ela mi sheyasok b'torah, true man is only those who are osek in Torah, where did that come from? It came from a first step of tahara. It was the years before that Sharansky was put into a prison, a commitment to take a step towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where every Jewish letter, where every word of Hebrew, where every pasuk had a she'ifa, an aspiration. What HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem is going to be to you, what Pesach is going to be to you, entirely depends on the prism that you start with. That it's not simply we're fighting tyranny because of an empty sake for man's right to choose, but rather a contextualized aspiration for tahara and purity. And therefore I conclude, as we begin the moments of cleaning, what is your she'ifa? Is your she'ifa simply just to follow halacha? Is your aspiration just simply to have your family around with you at the table? Then in such a case, you might very well come into Pesach exhausted. But if you're looking to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through all of the materialism that's around us, to find Tahara, the Rebbe says that step of Kirva is up to you. That step of